All right, welcome back. Second half hour. Hubbo Frank, Bobby Call in the house, Chris Sill here as well. And I think at this moment we've got Big Ted Jeffries calling in. Obviously, Ted was a terrific player in his own right back in the 90s at UVA. Left-hander. I'm always partial to those left-handers. And I think, Ted, we got you on the air now. I lose track. Is this your third or fourth year doing the radio?
This is year four, Hob. Good. This is year four, man. I'm excited about it. How you guys doing?
Yeah,
tonight?
I would think. I'm envious. You know, 30 wins last year. You got a lot of people coming back, although a couple of guys, I guess, are apparently not available on Friday night. How do you think that will impact the team against James Madison?
Well, you know, definitely going on the road against James Madison. This is, for them, anticipated the biggest home opener for them and two decades, as they announced on their website, which is going to be an exciting game. A lot of these mid-major teams, you know, playing an ACC-caliber opponent, especially the returning ACC champion, you know, that's really their season. So, you know, Virginia would like to have the full complement of players as they go in to this challenge over in Harrisonburg, but I think they have enough to get the job done. And let's not forget the JMU will be without two of its players as well, last year's leading scorer. And when we played JMU last year, Tom Vodanovich will be missing in action the first home game as well. So they will be without a few of their troops.
Ted,
and some key people for the team.
Before Frank jumps in, just a quick follow-up question. Who do you see among the freshmen filling the rotation in the absence of Nolte and Perantes?
Well, from the freshmen, if you want to consider Devin Hall, because he redshirted, I think obviously I think he will be manning the point going in. He is a redshirt, so I would say first-year player that he will get, obviously, log a lot of minutes. Muriel Shiat, I think, will play some minutes. And then Isaiah Wilkins, I think, will also play some minutes.
Speaking of Isaiah Wilkins, how about that haircut? Any comment on that?
You know, he's a unique individual, so we'll just leave it at that.
He set himself apart from the fray. Yeah, no worries there. And he's gained like 25 pounds since he's been at Virginia, Ted, which tells me that he's tenacious around the boards, kind of like you were.
Well, you know, I'll say tenacity has to do with a lot of heart, and it sounds like this young man has that. He's obviously committed himself to working out with Coach Curtis, who's one of the best in the country at doing what he does in strength and conditioning. And he had the frame where there really was nowhere to go but up. But I'm glad that he's added some of that much-needed muscle, because the rigors of the ACC, he will soon find out. He's going to need that additional 20-22 pounds.
I was going to say, don't forget, Ted Jeffries and Hubbo have both gained 25 pounds since leaving UVA.
you're being very generous. I appreciate that.
I still don't know how either one of you got up into that crow's nest inside Cameron Indoor, but that's another story.
All right. We always talk about it. I'm very, very limber for it, but God, my son.
I tell you what, how they get that giant crane in there to help you and Hobbo up there, I don't know. But
I think Ted may have broken one of the steps on the ladder to go up there, I think. You know.
No, it's all metal, Hob. Good. It could have been your ego that broke the step. No,
oh,
okay,
that's it. That's it.
Well, speaking of all that, let's get to some brass tacks. All right, the Virginia basketball team, Friday night. Who do you see being the starting five, Big Ted? And then who do you think are the first three off the bench?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think we'll have to go with Malcolm, Chetston, Devin, Anthony Gill, and it's probably a toss-up between Mike Toby and Darian Atkins. Coming off the bench, I would see I'll probably say Muriel Shiat. We could see Wilkins getting some minutes. And then, I mean, you're missing Nolte. And I guess if Toby doesn't start, then you're looking at Toby coming in, or Darion, respectively.
So let me just follow that up, and then you can go all kind of technical on this, Hobbo. Everybody has been talking about Devin Hall, and I spoke to him on UVA Media Day, and I joked with him, and I said, you know, what would you say is the strength of your game? And without batting an eye and not yelling or anything, he just said, I can make plays. And I thought that was a very interesting response. They all talk about playing defense. If you ask any Virginia basketball player, what do you have to do to get more minutes? They say, well, first you got to play defense, because they know they won't get on the floor if they're not playing that pack line defense the way Coach Bennett wants it. But it's interesting to me that Devin Hall would say that, because he's never played a minute on the floor. And to say he's going to make plays, that sounds pretty big, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it's good to have that type of confidence. I don't know for the position that he will be playing, and maybe he was speaking in a different role prior to the London Parenthesis situation. He was probably speaking less from a point guard position rather than being in a two guard position. But now having to man the helm, the most important thing that he can do is control the tempo of the game, and get this team in the set that they need to get in and run the offense. He needs to be that true court general for the team. Making plays will be a direct result of moving the ball, not letting it stick, making sure the guys are getting the ball in the right position, running the team, and then when opportunity presents itself, there may be opportunities for him to make some plays. But right now, the focus should be really, laser focus on running this program.
Our listeners probably recognize this voice, but it's Ted Jeffries, the radio analyst on the Virginia Sports Network. Ted, obviously, we lost one of the better perimeter shooters that we've ever had in Joe Harris. Who's going to take up that slack from the outside this year?
Yeah, that's a good question. And as I look at it, Jim, I don't think that there really has to be one particular person. I think that's the great thing about this team, that because it is fairly deep again this year, I think the best recipe for success, as they showed last year, was really buying in and folks increasing their performance. And I think they can do that collectively. We want to see more from London, who has had, when he's able to play, hopefully you can see him improve and continue to move where he left off with the NCAA tournament, ACC tournament, being able to shoot a little bit more, score some more. Obviously, Malcolm, if he's continued to be consistent and grows as he did with his trajectory, this is a great opportunity for Justin Anderson, who has been chomping at the bit to try to get more minutes, to become, more of an integral part of this offense. So these guys, if they're able to increase their performance, I think that's where you make up for what Joe did. And remember, Joe, he decreased his scoring by almost 5 points a game coming off his third year at UVA going into his last year. And making that sacrifice, it's when less is more, really paid, really comes into play here, and Virginia reaped the benefits of that for sure. So, this is a great opportunity for guys to improve overall, and I don't think it's going to be one heir apparent. Nobody should have that moniker on their shoulders to try to say, I need to fill Joe's shoes. It just needs to be a collective effort of growth and improved performance.
Ted, Bob Call here. One of the things last year that seems to be so important was the tempo of the game and how Perantes controlled that tempo so adroitly. And it'll be interesting to see in this first game without him what the tempo does and how that affects the team.
Well, we all saw how the team performed so much better when London was at the helm after he began to start or moved into the starting lineup. He was, so integral for this team, and there's so many different pieces to that team. It's like answering the question as a parent, which one of your kids do you love more? Well, in this case, which one of the guys do we miss the most with this first game? London was very important cog in that machine. Obviously, Akil Mitchell and Joe Harris, what they brought offensively and defensively, but London not being at the point could cause some problems for, Devin, who has not one played a minute for UVA. He's going to be on the road with a team that, although has some veteranage on that squad, him being at the point, it could cause some challenges on the road for this Virginia team in the first game.
So, Ted, I think you're exactly right. And last year, Air fans might remember, it took Virginia to settle into that role as Perantes worked his way eventually into the lineup. And it's interesting, he's overcome a foot-ankle issue that has sort of restricted his practice as it is. So we may not have London Perantes at 100% even after this game at JMU. Interesting, Tony Bennett today in the brief teleconference mentioned that this type of road game and being on the road to, as the season opener, he said he wanted to challenge the kids. Tough environments.
I think it's a great challenge for this team, obviously, to start on the road. Team that they played last year, they beat by 20. You know, they took care of business, and you can best believe that the veteran players on that JMU Dukes team are going to be keeping that loss in mind, and they have a great opportunity. And they just lost their exhibition game to Philadelphia University. So, you know, there's a lot at stake for them, and they are going to be amped up because this is probably going to be the biggest game of their season.
Ted, let me ask you, what do you expect out of
Madison? It'll be a tough challenge.
What do you expect out of Madison? Might they institute some full court pressure given that London is not going to be playing?
You know, that's a good question. I think that with the atmosphere that I anticipate we'll see over at Harrisonburg, they will probably come out hot and heavy early, really try to pressure the ball, definitely in the half court. You may see some full court. I don't know that to be the case. I've not seen many of their games from last year, but I don't know that they do a whole lot of full court pressure. But I would believe that in the half court sets that they will try to put some maniacal ball pressure on Virginia as they get into the half court sets and really try to speed them up with an inexperienced point guard or combo guard in Devin Hall.
Well, thanks for certain. I hope they don't pivot Malcolm Brogdon back to the point. He's just too valuable, you know, on the wing. The Marquette scrimmage that was held recently, apparently Virginia did not play well at times in terms of judging from the comments from Tony Bennett. Obviously, both Perantes and Nolte were held out of that scrimmage. What have you heard based upon that scrimmage?
Well, I've heard the same thing you guys have. I don't have any particular insight. You know, there was a lot of pressure by Marquette, really made the guys work hard. I think there were some growing pains, as Tony used in his post-game interviews or post-scrimmage interviews. You know, something very similar. They were outworked, as he mentioned, against Georgetown. So these two scrimmages obviously were very telling for the Virginia basketball staff and also the players. All the time when you're in preseason workouts and all you want to do is to get a chance to sharpen your iron against a new opponent, someone other than yourselves, and then you run into some aggressive players and aggressive teams like the ilk of Marquette and Georgetown. Programs respectively have done very well in the NCAA tournament and their conferences. They're great challenges, and it sounds like Virginia realized there's a lot of work that they need to do and accomplish, and as Tony would say, to continue to play sound basketball.
Hey, Ted. Bob here again. You know, one thing that we met that Joe Harris had last year was the intensity. I mean, he just drove that team, it seemed, and I wonder if that's something, you know, where is that going to come from this year?
Well, I think the natural leader on this team is going to be Malcolm Brogdon. He's a guy who is very communicative, and even as a first-year player, I remember asking the question of the staff and, you know, my relationship as a former teammate with Jason Williford, you know, in just private conversations, I asked, who do you think that, you know, where is the identity on this team? Mm-hmm. Who can you point to as a leader? And even as a first-year player, unanimously, he was one of the first names ever mentioned. I think that is held true even after he sat out and he came back and had an incredible year last year. But even in the comments, the preseason comments, you can see that he is really a vocal leader, talking about how this team is going to shoulder responsibility, hopefully being able to play inside out, which is going to help his game. He really speaks of a young man who's who's been tested, battle tested, who is a natural leader on the court and seemingly is off the court. So,
and
you know, I would start there.
Yeah, he's Ted, he's got talent to back it up.
Yeah, Ted, we thank you as always. We'll plan on having you back in 3 or 4 weeks after we get a few games on our under our belt and assess where the team is at that point in time. But in the meantime, good luck up in Harrisonburg on Friday night.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure.
All right, Big Ted Jeffries. Frank has a quick comment.
Well, just want to remind folks, next week's show we have – UVA soccer coach, head soccer coach, George Gelnovich, and that should be a very interesting interview. The Wahoos lost at Notre Dame over the weekend. They did beat Virginia Tech in the first round of the ACC tournament, so now UVA soccer team is waiting to hear where they would go in the NCAAs. Also, we have the outstanding head coach of the wrestling program, Steve Garland, who's always a great interview, and we're also expecting Dr. Michael Wynn from North Virginia.
Yeah, Steve Garland is terrific. He has such passion and enthusiasm for what he does. But at any rate, we're going to go to break. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the Olympic Report and more commentary and look ahead to the ACC football schedule when we return.